This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to In the News Podcast. My name is Shraddha Sharma, and if you did not get a chance to pick up the newspapers today, well, it was quite a newsy day. So I'm bringing you the top news headlines from Money Control's news desk, from Shaheen Bagh to preparation for President Trump's visit. It's been over 2 months since the people at Shaheen Bagh started protesting. After the Supreme Court order, the mediators are expected to find a resolution. As they met the protesters today, we have Money Control's Atharv joining us to tell us what happened. Hi Atharv, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So the mediators met the protesters today. Please tell us what happened. Do we have a resolution yet?
So no. I mean, to answer your second question, we do not have a resolution yet to the whole issue, of course. But we never expected to have a resolution in the first visit itself. I mean, this is their first visit after the Supreme Court on February 17th had ordered the mediators to, in its order, had told the mediators to go and find a solution. And had also said, the Supreme Court had also said that the protesters might, consider going to another place to carry on their protest, because protest is, of course, a fundamental right. But the Supreme Court was of the opinion that protesting is a fundamental right. There are other people's rights at stake here as well. So that is what the mediators also more or less said today while they addressed the protesters. So what happened was, before they came to talk to the protesters, they addressed the reporters and the media persons who were present at the site. And one of the mediators, Sanjay Hegde, who is a senior advocate, he said that they have come to Shaheen Bagh to listen to the people who have assembled there in large numbers. Then, while addressing the protesters, he also read out the apex court's order. And he said that the question is if the protests can be carried out without public getting disturbed, public in general getting disturbed. Now, I quote the other mediator, Sadhana Ramachandran, who was also present along with Mr. Hegde. She said, Supreme Court has said that you have the right to protest. The law, which is CAA, has been challenged in the Supreme Court, but like us, others too have their rights, like right to use roads, open their shops, etc. So she was basically repeating what the Supreme Court has said during its order. So basically, this is what happened. They addressed the protesters, they spoke to them. The protesters, the agitators also said that they do not want the media to be around while the mediators interact with the agitators. So now, at this stage, both the mediators have left the venue, and they said that they will come tomorrow again to talk to the protesters. So this is basically what experts have said, is that this is a long drawn sort of a process. The next hearing regarding this issue is on February 24th, but we do not really expect this to get resolved by that time. So this is sort of a long drawn out process wherein the mediators will talk to the protesters. They'll come to a conclusion, in the sense that a conclusion that both the parties will have to agree with.
All right, Atharv, and I heard the protesters, one of the protesters had said that if we move, how will the government listen to us?
Mm-hmm.
And also the mediators hope cooperation from every side before they come to a resolution. Do we have any words from the protesters, the reasons that they gave out to the mediators?
Like I said, it's like a dialogue. So right now, because the media was, media was sort of barred from the dialogue, we do not have concrete statements or official statements coming out of the protesters. But yes, they, like you mentioned, their stance is that if they move, then how is the, how is the government going to listen to them? So that is their stance. Some of them, of course, when the Supreme Court ordered a mediation or said that the mediators could go and try and figure out a solution, the protesters had said that they're ready to talk it out and that they're ready to discuss the issue with the mediators. So that they are not opposing. But yeah, like you said, their whole concern is that the government should listen to them. They have also said, there were reports that they wanted to go and meet the Home Minister of India, Amit Shah. But, you know, that meet was cancelled because there was no appointment that was sought by the protesters to meet the Home Minister. But that could also be on cards, apparently, if the protesters want to meet Amit Shah and the Home Minister and, you know, talk it out with him. So these are certain options that are in front of the protesters, as well as the mediators, but like I said, nothing concrete has come out of it, and they will visit the site again, they will talk to the protesters again, and this will carry on for some time more.
So Atar, we'll get back to you when we have more from the future meetings that we hope will happen soon.
Definitely.
But that's thank you for the information today.
Thank you.
Now here's some good news for the railway passengers. Do you remember the time when you used to book the Tatkal tickets either online or at the counter? Within minutes, they used to disappear. When the booking started at 10 a.m., by 10:02, they all gone. Now Railways is making sure that more tickets are available. But how are they doing it? Let's get more answers on that with Money Control's Siddesh Raut. Hi Siddesh, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me here, Shraddha.
So, Siddesh, what is this cleansing exercise and how do these illegal softwares operate?
So, Shraddha, the main reason we all actually faced a big major problem when we were booking our Tatkal tickets and they would basically be done within minutes, you know, you would just see that they would be unavailable, was because a lot of these agents used to use softwares and they would game the system and grab the Tatkal tickets at the quickest. And how they would do that was they would take these softwares and bypass all the login procedures, the OTP procedures, and all those other things that you and I, regular customers, had to do to book our Tatkal tickets. They just bypassed that and managed to secure most of the tickets. But now, according to the media reports, we have the Railway Protection Forces Director General Arun Kumar saying that close to 60 of these agents have been nabbed for using such illegal softwares, and things should be a lot more smoother now. We should be able to be booking our Tatkal tickets at a much more relaxed pace, and we shouldn't be sweating it out as to whether we would get that last minute ticket, because ultimately that's what a Tatkal ticket is, right? Last minute bookings, and there's always that extra added tension.
All right, since you said that 60 people have been arrested on this, what will this ban do?
On the money side of it, that means that close to 100 crore rupee business is going to be under the seal. And that means a lot of us will be a little more relaxed, we can be a lot more at ease when we are booking our Tatkal tickets. So if you just take an example of, say, the Magad Express, if you used to book Tatkal, it used to be finished within 2 minutes. But now, since all these agents have been nabbed and their operations have been stopped, you can actually book these tickets for close to 10 hours. At least that's what the media reports had suggested when they looked at the ticket availability for the 10th of February. Now, if you even look at the Sampurna Kranti Express in a similar way, while the Tatkal tickets used to be booked in just a little over 4 minutes, now they are available for close to 20 minutes as well. So it's a lot less hassle, lot less anxiety, and lot less tension in that way.
All right. That's definitely some good news, Siddesh. Thank you for joining us with those insights. Up next, Jet Airways has received a new expression of interest, and this time from Russia's Far East Development Fund. Let's get more details on that with Siddesh. Siddesh, welcome back. What details do we have on this fund offer?
So the expression of interest that was open till February 17th didn't see any prospective bidders up until the time when you had Russia's Far East Development Fund. So it's a state fund. It's given an expression of interest on Jet Airways. So the fund has approached the Enso Group, which is a Mumbai-based company, and it's asked them to find any prospective bidders so that later on the fund will form a consortium with all of these bidders and put in a formal bid later. And Money Control had also received confirmation from Vinay Malu, who is the head of the Enso Group, and he goes on to say, and I quote, "We have been given the mandate to do the same." And he's also clarified that the Enso Group is definitely not going to be a consortium, part of the consortium that will put in the formal bid later with the Russian-backed fund.
So we might have one potential bidder from this EOI, but what about the other bidders? Because Jet Airways stopped operations in April last year.
Yeah, and that's right. And Jet Airways did see an expression of interest from two separate companies. One was the Synergy Group and the other one was Prudent ARC. But their bids were rejected because they didn't manage to put up any formal expression of interest or come up with a plan ahead of the February 17th deadline. So those bids were automatically ruled out altogether. And up until Russia's intervention or Russia's approach to this Enso group, there was officially no one up until then. But there's also a development where this deadline has been extended to the 10th of March now. So I'm guessing Jet Airways is hoping to see a lot more people give submit an expression of interest or give any kind of formal bidding, and especially since it's stopped its operations since last year.
So Sudesh, now the deadline has been extended to 10th of March. What happens if even this date, the bidders do not meet this date?
So potentially if there are no bidders that make the cut, that's going to be a very bad news for the banks, and they'll have to start looking at their options with what they have. And that means that these banks, which is a consortium of lenders that's headed by SBI, will have to start doing the carrying out the liquidation process. And that means significant haircuts on the kind of investments that they've put into these companies, or the kind of the money that they've loaned out to Jet Airways. They might even just end up getting 8,000 crore rupees from this entire liquidation process. And we have to keep in mind that Jet Airways' total liabilities is around 20,000 crores. So that's going to be a significant haircut that the banks will have to look at.
But let's hope we get to see the new bidders before the deadline and it doesn't reach liquidation.
Yeah, we're all hoping for that as well.
Thank you, Sudesh, for all that information.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Ashadha.
As we know that President Trump is scheduled to visit India on the 24th and 25th February. Before that, he met the press and interacted with the people, making a few interesting statements. Let's find out what those statements were regarding the US-India trade deal. Joining us is Money Control's Kirtana Tiwari. Hi, Kirtana. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shraddha.
So what did Trump actually say? Because we are hearing that he is not very satisfied with the India-US trade ties, and we might see phase one, maybe trade deal coming in place.
Actually, Shraddha, he has said that there is a trade deal coming, but he wants to save the big deal for later on, is what he said. And he has also said that it's probable that it may happen near November this year because of the elections also that is coming ahead. And it's also important to note that Trump had kicked out India from a program for developing countries, which gave some Indian exports tariff-free access to the U.S. market. And the officials from both sides have been trying to hammer out a modest agreement which would open up India to American exports. He also said that, and I quote, "We are not treated very well by India, but I happen to like Prime Minister Modi a lot." And this has made a lot of headlines, this particular quote.
Right. So, Kirtana, these were the interesting statements that were actually on social media as well today. When he said that, he probably is dissatisfied over US-India trade ties in terms of the export duties on US products. And as you spoke about the GSP benefits that India was removed from being part of G20 countries, do you think this meet, if it doesn't end in a trade deal, might at least give a platform to India to ask back those GSP benefits?
Yeah, that is a major probability, Shraddha, at this point. But I have come across another report that says that probably this would also be an opportunity for India and US to sign some defense deals. For example, the deal would be for 24 helicopters for the Navy. There were other such deals, including 6 Boeing long-range surveillance aircrafts, naval gun systems, and attack helicopters for the Army, and such defense deals.
And Keetana, how is India preparing for Donald Trump's maiden visit? Because after he became president of the United States, this is the first time that he's visiting India.
Yeah, so he will be visiting Ahmedabad. And actually, there is a report that says that Gujarat is expected to spend rupees 80 crore for the visit. And this includes cleaning up the roads and... We also read reports that said that there was a wall being raised, and it sparked a lot of controversy because it was speculated that it was raised to cover the slums.
Right.
Also, what made news was that Trump will be inaugurating the world's biggest cricket stadium in Ahmedabad. And there was also reports that BCCI was showing a sneak peek of how the cricket stadium looked. And also, Shraddha, to, you know, end on a lighter note, there was a Trump fan from Telangana, Bussa Krishna, who has also come into the limelight. And he has actually a Trump statue erected in near his house, which he visits, and he prays to Trump. And he also says that he has hopes for the US and India relations. And he also has reached out to the government to see if he gets the opportunity to meet Trump.
So, Keetana, there are a lot of things to look forward to: the inauguration, the Ahmedabad and the Agra trips, and it's the maiden trip, so something on the bilateral front as well. Thank you, Keetana, for joining us with all those details.
Thanks, Shraddha.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of In the News. But we love to hear your feedbacks, suggestions or queries. So do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. And for more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control.